The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. 7:05 in the morning here on the 22nd of March, 2019. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Okay. Linda.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday on this 22nd, 7:05 in the morning. Currently 51 degrees. I'm going to give you a quick update of the forecast. Rain likely tonight, and we will have a high of 52. And it shows on our forecast about 90% chance of rain. But as we look out the studios of KCNR right now, currently through the horizon, we could see a beautiful sunrise happening. Saturday will be chance of showers with a high around 60, and Saturday night partly cloudy with a low of 45. Sunday mostly sunny with a high near 64, and Sunday night lows of 47. Monday calls for rain again with 58, and Monday night with a low of 45. That's just a brief forecast. It looks like we've got, you know, scattered rain throughout the weekend, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome. 365-3793.
You know
so, Carl, it's Friday.
It's Friday. Do you know why it's not going to rain Sunday?
Because you'll be in a blind. Last night we went out to look where Carl's blind is. Of course, you're going out on a youth turkey hunt.
Yeah.
Where you're taking a 15-year-old kid. We're going to talk, it'd be great on Monday to cover that was like. So we went out there outside of, way past Anselmo's. We were off the grid, basically. Couldn't even get cell service. And I was just telling Amy about that we went back on this road that went for miles. It was dusk. I said, do you have a gas? He said, yeah, thank God I just got gas, because we went for miles and we did not know where it was going to come out. So we ended up in Whitmore.
Yeah.
And Amy said, good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Hi, Amy.
What about Whitmore?
I said, I spend a lot of time there in the summer because it's one of my favorite fishing holes. But don't ask me to name it, and I will not give directions.
No, we'll not give directions. But
no sharing on that point.
No sharing.
But you got to see turkeys last night.
No, it was beautiful. We put out binoculars, but that's such a beautiful valley in there.
Yeah.
And then, of course, driving through, not really exploring. I love that because, you know, whenever I used to travel, I would get in my car and just drive down streets. And so this was really cool. And we came back out of where that PG&E power station or some kind of substation is, and there was a sign that said Whitmore 1 mile to the left, and or not Round
Oak
Mountain,
Run.
Oak Run 16 miles to the right. So we've never really spent a lot of time in Whitmore, but come to find out, that's where some of the area up there that whenever you have gone pig hunting, you've gone up there.
But I've never gone past there, so I haven't gone up to Whitmore like that. Anyway.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Amy, Haven Humane.
Pet of the week.
Yeah, I love our best dog right
Hazelnut.
Now.
Hazelnut. This is just a great dog.
I love her.
She's not a lap dog, though she would like to be.
Though she would like to be, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a big girl.
Yeah.
She weighs close to 70 pounds,
uh-huh.
So she's not small by any means.
Stocky.
Stocky, yeah. She's a little chunky, and that's okay.
Girthy.
Girthy, yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah. So she's, I would guess, a lab, like pit lab mix. She's got real long, labby kind of ears. But she is super cute. She's a big smiler, big tail wagger. She's excited about everything. She does great in our doggy play group.
Linda's rubbing her back with Linda's.
I got my foot on her hiney.
And she's just, her little tail's just a wagging.
Yeah. So she does great in our doggy play group. She loves other dogs. She does great with young children. She's very tolerant. She's happy-go-lucky. I don't know that you could really do much to upset her.
Well, that means is that she's serene, but she is a happy dog.
Happy as can be.
I walked up to her, and she's, you know, she's alert. She sniffs your hand and licks your fingers, and wants to and she looks at you.
Oh, she's like closing her eyes right now. She's really enjoying this with a smile.
Because I've got my foot. She's laying underneath the studio table, okay, where we're, you know.
Just came in and laid down.
She's underneath the table, and I have my foot, you know, kind of rubbing her hindquarters. Listen to that tail.
Oh, yeah.
And that tail's going. Because it's attention.
Yeah, she's super affectionate. She's one of those kind of dogs that just, where are you going? I'll go with you. You know, she's
the kind
of
dog. This is the kind of dog you can travel with. I can see this.
She's quiet.
She'd sit up in the front seat and look out, and she'd lay down or in the back seat. You could take her out. She's good on the leash.
Yeah, she's a road dog. She's
road dog.
Super good on the leash.
Yeah.
Almost too good where I'm like, can we pick up the pace, lady? I'm waiting on her because she's the opposite of pulling. She's just kind of moseys. And I'm like, come on, lady. We got stuff to do today.
She says, I'm sorry, but I'm sauntering
right now.
Okay, yeah. We want to see her get adopted today.
Yes. So we are still doing our $25 dog adoptions and $10 cat adoptions through this weekend. We decided to extend our St. Patrick's Day special. So you can take her home for only $25.
And again, KCNR will pay that $25.
She's the cutest, I swear.
You know what? This is just
very
a great
soft
dog.
Too. She's got very soft fur, and she's just adorable.
She is, and the.
But you know, she would just so to mention, I don't know how she would do with cats
okay,
in a home.
Okay.
But she's dog tested and kid tested and approved.
But young kids. She's
young
good
kids,
with young
yeah.
kids. So that means you've got, even though she's 70 pounds, if you have 5 year olds, it'd be okay.
And she's about 4, so she's just like the perfect age where she's, housebroken. She's not going to chew on your couch. Or she's just kind of mellow, calm,
that kind of
stuff.
She's just laying here. It's like, you know what?
I love her.
She's perfect. This is a perfect dog.
She was, I mean, when I say like, this is one of the easiest ones I get to take on the new. I feel spoiled when I get the super easy ones, or that my job's not as hard as it should be. I'm like, this dog's being too well behaved. I didn't have to wrestle anybody into a T-shirt this morning. So
and then she was. I noticed how she rolled over on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just like, okay, here
she
I am.
She was sitting up and alert, and then Mike Krueger just kind of scratched her ear, and she just melted into a puddle on the floor. And I was like, she was cute. Don't touch her.
Yeah, and all you could hear was the tail.
Yeah, thunk, 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 thunk.
Okay, now you got Doggy Dash.
Yes, it's tomorrow. Rain or shine, so the weather's...
Rain or shine. You don't need to be dry when you're running.
No, you're going to be sweaty anyway. It'll cool you down.
Oh, sweaty. Is that what you said? Okay,
yeah.
I thought you said something else, and I went, whoa, that's going to be an interesting race.
No, it's all good.
Okay, it's all good.
It's all good.
And dogs don't mind if they get wet.
No.
Well, not true. Elk killer.
No, she doesn't mind. She doesn't mind, I have to. But anyway, so good stuff. Haven Humane, Pet of the Week, darling, darling dog.
And you can register day of, by the way. So if you haven't decided about Doggy Dash and you just like, you know what, let's just do it. Mm-hmm. You can still register day of, so it's not like there's any time.
And you
time.
Can bring your dog, but they have to be on a leash.
Yeah, so 8 a.m. is when they start registering.
And where's this at?
Doing pre-register at Sundell Bridge.
Sundell Bridge, going to have a great time down there. And I would love to see Mark run with like 3 of his dogs at one time.
Me too.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
How do you think Hazelnut would do?
Hazelnut would be perfect.
Do you think she would just...
She would probably...
I think she would just kind of trot along there.
Yeah.
Yeah, or saunter, saunter quicker.
Yeah.
So you would have your doggy trot, not
doggy,
dash.
Yeah. A doggy meander.
A doggy sash. We're sashaying today.
Sashay.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for joining
us
again.
I'm sorry, but this is really a great dog.
She
I would
is
like
really
to see
a great
this dog.
Dog. She really is.
We want everyone that you bring in to get adopted.
Yes, I do.
I don't, but I do want her.
Yeah.
So.
Now, we've got a real good record of adopting out our dogs.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We want to keep that record going. So thank you, Amy and Haven Humane, our Pet of the Week moment.
Yeah.
All right.
And Hazelnut. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay. Went in the other day.
Yeah.
Went in the other day.
Yeah.
And they have some new beds.
Ah.
New technology, new beds. But I would encourage for you, our listener, to go in and see what they have.
Let's hope we have more than one.
Our listeners.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Our listener would
to go
be Jared.
In and see what they have. And, they do have the Sleep Number technology where you go in and lay on a bed and they can tell you what your hot spots are and all the things that, can be complex in our sleep patterns or in our body. And, then they have different kinds of pillows, for
side sleeping.
Belly, stomach sleeping, and I think it's there's a science to it and what they've done at, and I wanted to go in because we haven't been in a while. We have a Sleep Number. Ours is a 7. I wanted to see what their upgrades were.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see what was new. So anyway, go and check out your sleep number. I know my sleep number setting changes, and so I will say that last night I changed it to 55.
My sleep number setting is 60 and stays around that. Sometimes I've slept at 100 because the bed's so comfortable you can sleep even at the most firmest. And I just forget and I just sleep. Right. And right now you can get save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. But you got to go down to the Target Shopping Center and go down and tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Well, okay, if you don't say Carl and Linda sent you, you still save the $500. But this is Sleep Number, rated number one by highest end customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. It's 7:15 in the morning. We'll be right back. And Jimmy's question is, how do they find out if the dog is kid-friendly? And I think I have an answer for that.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Real people, real winners. If someone told you that there's a chance you could attend the classiest horse race of the year, what would you do? All it takes is a trip down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Kentucky Derby Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win tickets to attend the Kentucky Derby, a three-night stay at Hilton Garden Inn, round-trip airfare, Lexington Horse Farms, and a Buffalo Trace Distillery tour and private transportation to and from the race. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win three entries. Every 200 points gets you an entry. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win. Drawing Sundays at 8 p.m. Final drawing is Sunday, March 31st, where you could win a Kentucky Derby package at Churchill Downs. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This is not just a horse race. It's the biggest race of the year. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
The Backbone and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, founder of Adamson Speak Performance. You're celebrating your 25 years in business, Joe, with an open house April 13th, 10 to 2, at 3050 C Street. What's going on?
Come on down and take a tour of our amazing hybrid gym. We've got some sizzling one-day-only membership offers, and we'll be giving away thousands of dollars in gift prizes.
It's April 13th from 10 to 2 at 3050 C Street, Adamson's Peak Performance.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott this morning on Free Fire Radio 720, and it's currently 51 degrees on this beautiful Friday, the 22nd. There, how do you like all that? All that information.
Oh,
there you go.
I like it.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They are a cardiac specialist. They've been rated in the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Okay.
You have a couple things. I have one thing I want to really just get out of my craw.
All right. Well, let me get rid of these first.
Okay.
there's going to be a second grocery outlet.
Okay.
It's going to be in Sunset Market, the old Sunset Market.
Same owners.
Right now.
Yay. Good for them. That's going to be convenient for us.
Ron Davis and family are opening their second one.
Mm-hmm.
Grand opening is going to be on the 28th.
Same family that owns the Anderson?
No, this is the one that's over in Trim Creek.
Oh, okay.
That one.
Okay, because Anderson.
And they opened that one in like 1980, his dad did. It was Canned Foods Grocery Outlet when it was first opened years and years and years ago. And Ron's father died 5 years ago, but they always wanted to have that second store, so they've got that store now.
You know, it's interesting what you can find in there. Great wine selections, just various
things.
Huh? If you're going to have a party, perfect place to get your, the munchy stuff. Mm-hmm. And every now and then you go into the frozen food section and they've got the shrimps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's in the Nate do have fresh produce and just, yeah, interesting stuff in there.
The,
what?
Nothing. I just.
The shrimps.
You're Linda.
They got
you're
the
Linda
shrimps.
Is going, shrimps. This is, you know, is that a lot of shrimps? Is there shrimps? Yeah, we have shrimps here and shrimps there. Of course. Okay.
They got the shrimps. It sounds like a, yeah. I don't know if you want to go somewhere.
Like
they got
you could
the
get
shrimps.
A shot. On that. All right. Now, Jimmy asked, how do they find out if a dog is kid-friendly? Because they say that. Okay. They put the dog through a series of tests where they pull its ears, they push it, they take food away from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the food, you know, they'll take the food dish away, and they see how the dog reacts to this. Is he okay with this? Is he okay being pushed? And then Amy says sometimes her kids, you know, her kids will play with the dogs, and she can watch them like that, too. And then they introduce the dog to the family.
So they become behavioral.
At Haven
Humane, they have people that learn the behavior of pets. And I remember, I don't know if it was ago.
We had one of their trainers on.
Right.
Yeah. And they do a lot
and
of
background checking and stuff. And like I said, and that'd be an interesting topic again to discuss.
So that's how they do it. They test it. They pull ears. They push. They hug because kids hug. And as you know, that Mike, when he was like 3, was carrying Elk Killer around underneath her arms. Remember?
Yep.
And she was just kind of hanging down, and she was fine with that.
Yeah, she was.
Okay, last thing I have then is New Zealand passed laws within 72 hours to ban semi-automatic weapons and high-capacity magazines. Within 72 hours, they've just banned them.
Mm-hmm.
Just banned them. And how can they do that? Because it was not in their constitution that you have a right to own firearms. So they just banned them. New Zealanders are up in arms, but it doesn't make any difference. They're banned. They're going to buy them back, or they're just going to confiscate them.
That happen in Canada, too? Is it the same? They didn't
Canada
have it in their constitution?
Canada goes back and forth. Yeah, back and forth on it. That's how Australia took all their guns. They just said, nope, no more, and they just took them. Because of one person doing something horrible, they punish everybody in the nation. And then they compare, well, look, and then within 72 hours, they banned all these and took them. And look at America. Well, in America, it's in our Constitution, you jerks. It's our right. It's a constitutional right put in there by our founding fathers because of just reasons like this. Because now, if you don't want to give up your semi-automatic firearm, then they're going to send in people who probably don't want to do it, but they now have to enforce that law. So that you're disarmed. And a disarmed society, you know, the government is so benevolent. It's benevolent right now. So trying to compare other countries with us is just ridiculous.
Well,
it's a lie. It's a lie from the major media sources. Let me just say it. CNN, MSNBC, it's the same thing. Oh, they did it, and we can't. One, we don't want to. Two, it's in our Constitution. It's a right.
And some would
say, not a privilege.
That'll never happen in America because the NRA lobby is so powerful that it will never happen. But we go back to the Constitution in which our country was based upon, And that is the right to bear arms.
Right to bear arms. And it's not for hunting. It's not for hunting. It's to protect yourself from a tyrannical government.
Do you think the Constitution in the next, in our lifetime, the next, say, 10 years, that there will be, they're going to try to change the Constitution because they think it's just outdated?
Well, there's this thing about the, you know, people talking about a constitutional convention. And I frankly think that's not a really a good idea because you never can tell what's going to come out of a constitutional convention. But here's the thing. People talk about the NRA and their, you know, how they've got so much power. They've got 5 million members. Even if every one of them voted the same way, it's not going to have a huge impact on anything.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the power is the people. People mm-hmm. that, you know, people say, this is my right to own a gun. And we have a lot of guns in this country, and it's my right to own a gun. You know, the homicide rates are going down. All these things are going down, but people have owning guns. And concealed carry is one of the biggest, fastest rising markets, as is women owning guns.
Okay, can I talk about something on my crawl now?
I'm out of it now.
This is a cringe factor to me because I don't like to, I don't care who's sitting in office, I don't like to bash them because there's enough of that to go around. But I have to say that if I was McCain's kids, I would want to rip Donald Trump's face off and shove it someplace. I would be out of my mind.
I'm sorry. This is me on the other side laughing. No, she's serious. What set you off?
Because he was so disrespectful. Okay. The man, McCain, has been, you know, dead and buried for 7 months.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump opens his trap.
Uh-huh.
And
what are
talking
you
about, I never, he was, I don't exactly, I saw him do this, mm-hmm. and I'm not exactly what occasion it was, but it had nothing to do with anything McCain, except for maybe it was in a location or it was some. And he said, well, you know, I never liked the man. I can't, don't quote me verbatim. I never liked the man. In fact, you know, I had to approve his funeral. That would have never happened without me. I thought, shut up already. No, I'm sorry, but there's cringe factors, and there are things that you just are just so, he's socially inept. That's so wrong.
Yeah. There is. There's times.
Hey, thank you for calling. Am I alone here? I know for people who love Trump, voted for Trump, so wrong. That's like the.
You voted for Trump.
I don't care because I was not going to vote for Hillary. Come hell or high water, I would die first. But I'm telling. So I have two people. What do I mean? Who am I going to take? But I got the uncle.
You know, 300 million people in this country, and we get those two.
I have the cringy uncle who I voted for that sits at the table and says things that you just go, I'm dying. Shut up.
And you're right. He does.
And he tweets this crap that's like, it's disgusting. I'm sorry. I can't.
On the other hand,
sit back and not say anything over this one.
Okay, and fair and balanced here, he's destroyed ISIS. The caliphate has been crumbled. Their last headquarters was crumbled. He's recognized the capital of Jerusalem.
He disrespected John McCain.
He's rebuilding the military. He has done a lot for the VA. He's pushing, you know, he's ruthless in trying to get help for the veterans. And look at the economy. The economy is just really rocking along. Now, is he still that uncle that sits at the table and you wonder what he's going to say?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That was fair and balanced. See what fair and balanced is? Right there. You know what? Maybe the big networks ought to try that. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction. Complete instruction from concealed carry to defensive pistol to defending your home, unarmed defense, less than lethal defense, all of these under Northern Firearms Instruction. Look up usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822, the largest privately owned concealed or firearms instruction company in California, right here in Redding, Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back with Chatty with Maddie.
Love is but a song we sing. Feels we will die.
You can make mountains ring or make angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together.
This weekend, the original Home and Garden Expo and Love Your Pet Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Events Center. Need landscape ideas? Household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, a pool, spa, barbecue, patio, pest control, decking, fencing, weatherproofing, or planning a garden? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and speak to the experts. For information, go online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The original Home and Garden Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Events Center this weekend. Speak to the experts ranging from home remodeling and construction through landscaping solutions, interior design and decor, to financial and insurance services, and learn about the latest in design and green technology. Plus, the Love Your Pet Expo featuring vaccines, heartworm testing, dog sports, demonstrations, adoptions, and more. For information, go online at Reading Home Expo and LoveYourPetExpo.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Thank
in the
you,
studios
Jared.
Of KCNR.
These boots are made for walking.
96.5 FM at 1460 AM.
We already had somebody call
your
in and say,
radio.
I'm turning off the station.
I don't turn off the station.
You know
what?
You know, I get a right to my thought.
This portion of the
tell
show.
Tell Linda to be quiet. Carl, you take over the show.
Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. For over 26 years they've been helping people. Judy Maxwell has, and we have our insurance with Judy, located at 1378 Hilltop. You know, if you've got any questions about that fire insurance, and, you know, even if you're another company and you're questioning it, something doesn't seem right, give Judy a call at 221-0441. Let's go to the phone. Jean, good morning.
Good morning. I am calling in regards to Linda's remark about John McCain. And let me tell you about John McCain.
Okay.
That I called him a little Benny Rooster. I had to hold my nose. In fact, I wanted to invent a new campaign slogan, and it's one of those clothespins that said, vote for McCain. Because I had to hold my nose to vote for that little Benny Rooster blank, 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 who thought he was had a God syndrome.
There you
and
go.
And he came in there, and he stuck his nose, his finger right in my nose by taking, and he wanted to get back at Trump. And by voting down, that health care was up your nose to Trump. And the other thing is, it was that vote. And then when he had that, he wanted to get rid of Trump. And he had that piece of paper. And he didn't try to take it to the right people. Boy, he was going to get Trump. And so you know what? They asked Trump a question. They asked him something about what he felt about McCain. And Trump didn't back off. I mean, he'll tell you what he thinks. And that's why I voted for him. And you know what? I love him.
Okay.
Good. Thank you.
All right.
You know,
thanks.
And I love it. That was passion. That was total passion.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of people, you know, McCain did leak that.
Okay, well, let me just say this. I'm not – okay. It's about, for me, what disturbed me is that, you know, let – just be gracious at this point. The man passed away. His family's grieving. That's my point, is that you – there's a point where you – have a leadership role, and even though you may have disdain, it's happened, it's passed, it's about taking this position right now and leading us into a way, a place that's kind of positive. So that's why I am a little outraged. I'm embarrassed. I feel bad for the family. I don't care who they are or what he's done. I really don't. I care about the fact that I think in that moment he could have said, you know, we had our differences. Next. Just roll along. Don't talk about the fact that you had to approve a funeral. And
I know it gets
nasty.
At a certain point, you just
That's just what I'm saying. You don't need to agree with me.
Served,
I love it when you
country.
Don't.
He served his country. That's
I don't
all,
come on that
That's all
often
I'm going to say.
And
boom.
Say
and
my,
they would have taken umbrage at that, too, but that's okay. Anyway, it's time to start.
Thanks for your call, Gene. Really.
And really?
The other
no,
guy
no.
Was,
it's, and you know what? A lot of people feel like,
yeah.
like Gene does.
Yeah. I know a lot of people
and the other
didn't
guy,
like McCain.
You can continue to listen
yeah.
because I'm on too. I'm on too. Okay. Let's go with
our moment
next
we've been waiting
moment
for.
Here.
Hey, folks. Good morning, welcome, and thank you for tuning in to KCNR's Friday morning segment of Girl on the Street, where relevant topics of conversation are raised and answered by those within the Reddit community. I'm your host, Madison Cox. Stay tuned as I eagerly take to the streets to see who will get chatty with Maddie.
Okay. Good morning there, Maddie.
How are we doing this morning?
We're doing fine. Are we? Did you? What did we find? Who was chatty with Maddie, and what was the subject?
You know, this week it was a little more specific. We had the recent college admissions scandal come out on March 12th, so I kind of was more specifically targeting college students to see what their reaction would be to this. So some of the main questions I asked them were, like, why is your higher education important, or do you believe it is important to go to a college or university? How much work did it take for you to go into a program? And what does the degree mean to you? So those were just kind of some initial questions I asked. Later on, I asked specifically about the allegations towards, you know, the celebrity Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, whether their daughters should continue to attend USC and the other institutions that they're currently attending. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I asked right now.
Okay.
All right.
Let's
so let's hit it.
Do you believe it is important to further your education by going to a college or university?
I think it depends on what you want to go into. I know a lot of people that want to do things that they're getting, like a business degree, or they're getting just a random degree that can go anywhere when they really want a specific thing. And I think for me it's important because I want to go into journalism, and I probably should have some training for that. But I think it's important to recognize that what you want to do maybe doesn't include college.
Yes, actually, it is important for anyone to realize that the day and age that we live now, the demands on our career fields require much more knowledge. And we always have to want to be a lifelong learner because things do evolve, and we want to continue our paths in those areas.
I do think it is important to attend college because it furthers your education and it looks better when you apply for, you know, certain jobs, especially career jobs, because that's sometimes you need that qualification. It's important to me because, to be honest, just being African American, you know, not too many go this route. And I think that it leaves like a proud sense in, you know, my case, because a lot of people will give up. I'm just doing it, you know, to make my family proud, of course, but at the end of the day, I want to expand my learning at the same time.
I think that it is important to go to college if you have the ability to. College, to me, especially being Hispanic, I try not to take it for granted at all. I know that my education is something that a lot of people wish they could have, and because of that, I think that I appreciate that in such a higher aspect, not wanting to take advantage of that. It means a lot to be able to have an opportunity to kind of go out and live my dream and have people kind of pour into that.
What preparation went into you applying for colleges, and how hard did you have to work?
College is not something that you can just think about and do it. It's something that you need to be thinking about even before high school, and a lot of work needs to be put in. When I decided I wanted to go to college, it was because I knew how important it was to leave a legacy behind for my family.
I think for me, it was just a matter of striving to do the best that I could in junior high and high school. I was trying my best to get the highest GPA. I was an honor student. I was just always trying to do everything that I could to better myself in the hopes of I'm going to get into a really good school and get really great scholarships and not have to have my parents worry about me so much.
What does receiving a degree mean to you?
I go back and forth on this all the time. Like, on one hand, it's a piece of paper, but on the other hand, it means that I've worked really hard and I'm passionate about something, and I've kind of taken control of what I want to do in my future.
I think that within getting this degree, it's like saying, I've done it, and it can be accomplished, and it's not easy, but when you're able to put your mind to it and put your heart and your passion into your education and not take that for granted, it's possible to come out on the other side and have it genuinely worth it.
From an admissions perspective, how would you proceed with this scandal that we've seen going on at USC?
One of the first things that any institution would want to review is the actual policies and procedures you have in place to make sure you have checks and balances for these kind of cases. There's always a lot of scrutiny that comes back after each university has these kind of cases arise. So it becomes a chance for reflection. And every institution that really is seriously taking this forward, it needs to review their policies.
Should students who are accepted into universities on bribes be allowed to return to their respective campus?
I don't think so. I think if she got in the way she did, was, you know, not good. But if she's doing well, then I don't think the school has legitimate grounds to kick her out. But if she doesn't really care about college and she's just there for the party, then I don't think she should deserve to go there.
In respect to other students who really put everything on the line in applying to schools like this, that just out of respect for all of that and everyone's hard work, who really truly get admitted to the school based on their abilities and just education, I feel like they shouldn't keep her admitted into the school. She didn't work for it. The fact that it's so hard for people to get into these schools, and for some kids, it's their dream.
Okay, we're here with Maddie, and the question it was, you talked first of all about what college meant to people, and there were some really really fine responses there through a whole cross section of your university, I'm sure.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to discuss the what was their visceral feelings about, hey, I worked my butt off to get in school, and somebody bought it. And not only it was just the parents, and in many cases, the student went along with it. So we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers, Reading Home Helpers. Sharon Clark has a group of people there. Their whole mission in life is to make the lives of your loved ones or you easier, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. Reading Home Helpers. We'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man.
And welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. All your jewelry needs. 7:49 in the morning. We're continuing on with our segment, Chatty with Maddie. And all of those callers that came in, you know, we can talk about that after this Madison.
We've gotten comments in the
chat
room,
too.
Oh,
I know. People are mad at me.
No.
I opened up a big boil.
Well, what it is a lot of people believe McCain did a lot of wrong things.
It wasn't pro-Trump or bad Trump or pro-Cain. It was about the fact that I think, again, I'm just going to say one thing. I feel like it was inappropriate for him to say things like that only because of his family. If it was my father, good or bad, I would be very upset.
Oh, my gosh. You would see.
That's why I said I'd want to rip off that.
Semi-automatic weapons.
Anyway, okay. Let's go back to the thing about the USC. And, you know, Madison Cox is with us, and she's our intern from Simpson. You're on a basketball scholarship. We were talking at the break, and I said, please to share that with our audience because, you know, I think it's a personal testimony. How hard you had. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, your GPA, what you did in high school, how you got your scholarships, what you're doing? And what does this feel like for you when you think about parents being able to buy a spot at a big, you know, Ivy League school?
Yeah, definitely. So being a college athlete, it was difficult, you know, coming straight out of high school, having received a scholarship that was only partial. And then, you know, you have to work your way up. You can't get a full ride just off the first year unless you're a phenomenal D1, you know, basketball player.
Right.
So for me, it was a lot of hard work. One, I had to get up every morning, go to the 5 a.m. practices, go to the weights, you know, perform well in the games so that I could potentially have a greater scholarship. So to see that some of these families, you know, were buying off coaches and buying off entrance exam officials so that their test scores would be better, it was really difficult for me because I just personally know how hard I had to work, you know, not only as a college athlete, but also maintaining hopefully 3.0, above a 3.0 GPA. And for me, I have higher standards than that. But, you know, that's a lot of work. And for some students that are, you know, just going to college is hard. Being a college athlete is a little more difficult. But just maintaining grades for some of these students, I know that there was a lot of anger towards these families because of.
Well, here's the thing that offends me. That you have, I mean, they were spending anywhere from $500,000 to $6.5 million.
I don't understand that one, but
what they would do is they'd make it like a donation. But they were greasing the palms of the guy who has a nationwide service to help kids with their test. Well, part of helping kids with their test, if you give me $50,000, they're going to score higher. And that's one thing for parents to do it, and the kids don't know about it. They're just saying is that you got to apply here, and then kind of behind the scenes. But they had kids, they had young people that were sitting. They said they were members of a crew team, so they took photos of them in a skull. And the kids never even been in one before, or that they're water polo players. And the coach, and the one example I saw water polo back in Harvard was, I need this guy on the team. Well, when they look at his photo, it's obvious that he's in the shallow end of the pool, because when he's leaping up like he's going to block some, he's so far out of the water, he'd be like a dolphin. And so when they looked at it, but the coach says, oh, I need this man on my team. Well, he'd been paid to put this student on his team, and the kid had never played water polo. And this is where this needs to be really, really looked at.
Reprimanded.
You talk about, you know what, you want to talk about privilege, the privilege of rich people being able to buy their kids into campus, and I know a young man that went to USC. I know how his family suffered in the sense of, not suffered, but sacrificed. So he could go there, so he could get through without having hundreds of thousands of dollars on it. But Maddie, right here, is somebody that works hard, gets up at 5 a.m., has to keep her grades up, has jobs, because when you and your friends see this has just got to be like, I don't know, are you disgusted, or is it, or do you really, it's wrong, but does it affect you at all?
I think personally, no, because it is wrong, and that is something that needs to be addressed. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're just trying to get by with what we can. You know, we can't focus on somebody else's privilege, you know. So we just try to continue to do the best that we can. It is unfair, especially as somebody who did go through the right steps to get into a university. But, you know, that was their choice.
Okay, now, Madison has been with us. Is this your third one?
Third segment.
But now
Great
she's graduating. but you're not leaving.
No, I'll be around for a little bit.
She's going to be around. What are you going to do after that?
Hopefully, I'm going to keep Reading as my home base, and then I might, I'd like to end up back east somewhere. I was born in Kentucky, so I might like to end up somewhere over there.
Beautiful state.
Yeah, so I might do some internships back east. I'm not quite sure what particular facet I want to get into, but hopefully the internships will help me figure that out.
Well, we know Simpson University, we've had our man on the street, and now we've got Chatty with Maddie. And I hope we can continue this because every one of the students that we've had has just been just simply outstanding. And, you know, very much into the, you know, a lot of initiative, very professional.
And happy spring break.
Thank you so much. I'm so ready.
Are you?
Absolutely.
So,
thank
yeah.
you so much.
Watch out, San Diego.
For joining us. And we'll see. I guess next week you'll miss because it's spring break, or did you pre-record something?
I can do it if you guys need it.
All right.
Well,
okay. Well,
let's talk about that.
Yeah. Okay. Now, thank you so much for the segment again. That's Chatty with Maddie and our girl on the street every Friday morning at 7:30. We've got callers coming in, people in the chat pack about this, comment I made earlier. I was having a passionate moment. So let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Hello, Roberta, you're on.
Okay, well, you know, this to me speaks to the low quality of people in our educational system. You know, it's just gotten to be that you wonder, do you want your kids going to college? And this is just another aspect of that.
You know, that's a good point because, you know, Trump just signed a freedom of speech. Can you believe this? A freedom of speech emergency or executive order telling universities that, you know what, you've got to let people have the right
to
talk. And this, you know, keeping people because you don't like their because they're conservatives, if you don't like them because they're Christian, or you don't like them for whatever reason because they have a flower pot on their head, to prevent that, there's got, you know, the universities can prevent people stopping them if they just wanted to, you know, if they, you know, from outsiders coming in and keeping people from speaking. Maddie, on your campus, has there been any, I mean, I don't know how much, because you're Simpson, I don't know how much, discord there is on campus.
Yeah, well, we're definitely not Berkeley,
right.
But there are, you know, sometimes we have peaceful protests. I think a year or two ago we had some students do a sit-in, you know, at one of our bigger administrative buildings, but not too much discord. It's usually, it's pretty peaceful on campus. So,
yeah.
So I'm wondering, just for instance, like you're Christian-based, but he was saying those universities that want tax dollars, that you must open it up for free speech. So I'm not sure if Simpson's a private university or some tax dollars there, but being a Christian university, I wonder if, okay, free speech means that if somebody wants to come in and promote atheism,
how would that go over?
And I'd be curious about that.
Yeah, well, I can't specifically speak for Simpson, you know, because I am just a student, but they are usually pretty open to what you have to say. You know, we do sign a contract because we need to adhere to the Christian beliefs that we have. If there's people with different religions, that's okay. We accept that and invite them, you know, into whatever we have going on. But I don't think there's any suppression of speech. People can speak freely.
You know, Roberta, I think that was a good comment.
Thanks,
because
Roberta.
People that are talking, thinking about it, and you got to take a look at the universities you're going to be sending people to. Do you want to send your kid? I know the University of Missouri, when they had all the riots after the guy was shot, Brown was shot, that and how they reacted, the university reacted to this, caused a huge reduction in people coming and a huge reduction in donations to the university because of how they reacted to what was going on at campus there. And you know what? Parents don't want to put their kids into a place where it looks like it could be dangerous or contentious. They just want if I'm going to pay this much money, I want the kid to have an education. And not because I'm rich enough to buy him in. Okay.
Thank you, Maddie.
Thanks.
Have a wonderful spring vacation and
rest. Stay out of trouble.
Oh, you know.
You're not going across the border, are you?
No, sir.
We'll We'll be right back after these messages with Julie Winter, the mayor of Reading.
Thank you. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The special counsel's Russia report, President Trump says bring it on and release it to the public.
It's going to be very interesting, but we'll see what happens. There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. Everybody knows it. It's all a big hoax. I call it the witch hunt. It's all a big hoax.
Almost 2 years in the making, speculation is growing that results of the Russia probe are about to be released, perhaps later today. Syria is furious over the president's plan to recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Writing on Twitter, Mr. Trump says after 52 years, it's time for the United States to fully recognize Israel's control over what Mr. Trump calls an area of critical strategic and security importance to Israel and stability in the region. An Indonesian airline puts Boeing on notice. It wants to rescind a big order for MAX 8 jetliners.
Indonesia's flag carrier has told Boeing it wants to cancel a nearly $5 billion order for Boeing 737 MAX 8s. PT Garuda Indonesia had ordered 50 of the MAX 8 jets, but had taken delivery on just one so far. Garuda says passengers have lost trust and confidence in the plane following the October crash of a Lion Air jet and the crash of an Ethiopian Airlines flight earlier this month. Both crashes happened shortly after takeoff, and investigators have cited similarities. Garuda says it will consider switching to another Boeing model, but a spokesman says passengers are afraid to fly any MAX, whether it's the 8, 9, or 10 series. I'm Ben Thomas.
And just in this morning, word on used home sales. They soared 11.8% last month, getting a nice shot in the arm from accelerating wages and falling mortgage rates that are improving affordability of houses. On Wall Street, stocks deep in the red. The Dow is down about 293 points, and the S&P is off 31. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Trump administration is sanctioning two Chinese shipping companies suspected of helping North Korea evade sanctions.
The punitive action is the first taken against North Korea since last month's summit in Hanoi. Military analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says the U.S. is wary of China's influence over North Korea.
Xi, of course, is the primary sponsor for President Kim, and he has met with Kim multiple times, and envoys from Beijing have met with Kim many times.
The White House says the sanctions are evidence that the U.S. is maintaining its pressure on North Korea to denuclearize. George Bonzani reporting.
More than two dozen people detained in Kazakhstan's capital over a proposed name change. The Central Asian Nations Parliament voted this week to change the name of the capital to Nur-Sultan after the outgoing longtime president of the country. News and analysis at townhall.com. The official report on that Amtrak train crash involving Republican lawmakers heading to a meeting in West Virginia is in.
Federal investigators say a trash truck driver was likely under the influence of marijuana and anti-seizure medication when his vehicle was struck by an Amtrak train carrying Republican lawmakers in Virginia last year. The National Transportation Safety Board issued its final report on the accident Thursday. The crash killed a passenger in the truck and injured a congressman and others on the train. The NTSB said the probable cause was the truck driver's decision to enter a railroad crossing with the gates down and his inaction after encountering obstacles on the tracks. Keith Peters reporting.
Even as the floodwaters start to recede in parts of Mozambique, there are fears that the death toll could soar beyond 1,000. more bodies are found. The American Red Cross, Red Crescent, says it is facing a major humanitarian disaster in Mozambique. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:05 in the morning. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our 8 o'clock hour here on our 96.5 FM, streaming also with 1460 AM on your talk radio. Today, our weather looks like we're going to have a high of 52 and rainy. Then we will have a chance of showers with our highs of 60 tomorrow. Overnight lows on Saturday night will be 45. Sunday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 64. And Sunday night calls for a low of 47. Monday, rain again with our high of 58 and our lows of around 45. So it looks like we have, rain throughout the weekend, except for that beautiful Sunday, mostly sunny with that 64. And then the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And it's Friday morning, so let's go to the phones with our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
Hello.
The major averages are in the red this morning over renewed concerns that global economic growth is slowing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 296 points at 25,665. The S&P 500 is off 29 points at 2,825, and the NASDAQ Composite is off 106 points at 7,732. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Nokia down 29 cents, trading at $5.98. Bank of America down $1.16 at $27.01. Gold Corp up 38 cents at $10.79. For local stocks of interest, Best Buy up 47 cents, trading at $71.03. Costco down 70 cents at $238.85. Verizon up 28 cents at $58.56 per share. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.45%. And over to commodities, gold is at $4.80 an ounce at $1,315, silver down a nickel at $15.47 per ounce, and crude oil down $1.09 at $58 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
Having a great weekend.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, Susan Eastman can offer a wide range of financial investment advice. She's located at 2705 Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. Give her a call at 243-7561.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She is.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things, too, she supports local sports, high school football, you know, Colt 45, and a lot of different things that Susan gets involved in, and people don't, of course, realize that. Well, sitting in front of us.
Speaking of supporting our community.
Is Mayor Julie Winter.
I am glad to be here. Good morning.
Well, you know, I've had the opportunity, and this is what is so great about our community. I've had four of the city council on, and I've had, talking about decisions that have been made over the last few weeks. And during the last few weeks, other things have happened. So I've been able to kind of fold that into it. And people that are pro, people that are against.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great to be able to have a type of city council that doesn't hide behind, I'm too busy.
We're accessible.
Oh.
Yeah, you know where we live.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's knocking on the door sometimes. You know, hey, I want to say something about that. Oh, okay, come on down. At the same time, we want to offer all sides on it. And, you know, and try to ask the questions that people, you know, want us to ask and, you know, that they call in or they put in the chat room. But so I just appreciate that,
Thank
Julie.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Julie, on the let's just start off with soccer.
Okay. Yeah, the soccer.
Get right to the heart of what's working people.
We signed a contract with them in 2007 for the soccer field, I believe. It's
yes.
been 12 years. In there, they said there was going to be a revenue sharing when it reached a certain point, and it never has reached that point. I don't, maybe it's reached that point once. The grand jury met about the soccer field in 2014-15, and their findings were that, you know, there was no repair funds, there was no oversight of the fields, even though that parks it comes under Parks and Rec.
Right.
And several others, but the city agreed with every one of them. Said, well, we're gonna get it more into the oversight and audits.
Mm-hmm.
Was that ever done?
You know, I think Kim Niemer definitely did work on that piece. I don't know the specifics on that piece. I wasn't on the council in 2014. The group that's managing that park, they do a good job as far as the park maintenance. You know, they take care of the park. The biggest issue has been the failure, obviously, of those fields, which is a travesty, really. You have fields that were not of good quality. And so there was a failure there. We ended up with a lawsuit with that company and got a little bit of money out of that.
Do you know which company that was?
I'm trying to remember the name of it.
I'm reading one about Turf Builder. I think that's Turf something. And they've been sued numerous times throughout the United States.
It was really frustrating, that whole lawsuit. They ended up a company with a bunch of different other companies. They kind of moved their money from one company to another, so that they could say, well, we're going to go bankrupt if you make us pay the full amount for the fields. And so the court settled with them. We ended up getting $500,000 instead of, you know, several million that was would have really been justified. The other problem was the developer, and I don't know who that developer was. It was a local developer who put the fields in, didn't put the underlay, all of the drainage system incorrectly, and so that contributed to the early failure of the field.
Was he part of the lawsuit?
No, he was not part of the lawsuit. So
should he have been part of the lawsuit?
That's a good question. I don't know enough about that to say. That would be a good question to ask.
Because if the field's not laid right, and then the turf is on top of it, and if it's not draining correctly,
right,
that gives the other side something. Hey, well, wait a minute. But from what I understand, it was just the turf company that was doing it, and not the local contractor.
Not the local one. And that's a good point. I'm not quite sure why that. I mean, that lawsuit started.
Yeah, it's been several years ago.
Before I was on the council.
Right.
So that
and it just settled just recently.
Yes,
too.
And we got $500,000 for that. But to replace the turf, and we have to redo the entire drainage system. You know, we're talking, I don't know, $5.6 million, something like that, to do the whole thing. When you replace the fields again in however many years, 10, 15 years, it won't be as expensive because you're just replacing the turf. But
according to Mr. New, who seems like he's really on the ball there, the guy that runs it down there.
Chad New, did you have Chad on?
I haven't had him on, but I've talked to him on the phone.
Yeah.
He's a very bright young man. And he's looking at, in the future, if it's laid right, the replacement for it will be only like $1 million. Okay, I say only like $1.5 million. Which to me, in 10 years, if we put money aside for that
money aside, correct.
Which leads to my big question.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. This city has not done well with creating any kind of capital repair fund. That's been an ongoing priority, I would say, for our current city manager, Barry Tippin. You know, back in the 90s, early 2000s, money was flowing good to the city. We'd just build stuff. We'd build the aquatic center, build the soccer park. But we didn't set aside money, build the city hall, but we didn't set aside money for repairs. I know in my own home budget, I have a home maintenance account. I put money in that every month so I can replace the refrigerator or the roof when it needs replacing.
I buy insurance for my home. Is there insurance for things like that?
For those kinds of things?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's a home warranty insurance that if my refrigerator poops out, I get another refrigerator
if it's within so many years.
No, they don't care. Once you've got that.
It's called American Home Shield.
Yeah, oh. American Home Shield. I'm just wondering.
We'll have to check that out. Maybe they have that for government building.
I don't know.
Who knows? Probably
like
not.
You have to, for instance, like say, you know, hypothetically a dishwasher, maybe six times they visit before they say, think this thing is going to go,
Yeah.
But it is interesting though. You would think the companies that do this kind of work would have, you just had a lawsuit, so.
Yeah.
You showed that you got the money, but I'm sure who paid for the legal fees?
Oh, well, we did.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
And it wasn't in-house attorneys.
So, we had our in-house attorneys. We might have contracted out. Sometimes certain work we'll contract out, but I know that our in-house attorneys certainly oversaw the case.
Hey, yeah, we're here with Julie Winter, our mayor of Reading, and we're talking about the soccer field. We've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air has been in the business over 25 years, a better-known business. It's just got a great reputation, voted best in the North State, handles all of our HVAC needs. You know, every type, make, or model of air conditioner heating system, Alliance Heating and Air has their professionals, been through the schools for all of those. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back. It is 8:15 in the morning, 52 degrees out there. It's going to be raining off and on today.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my...
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Believe all over again. DreamWorks Shrek the Musical is live on stage at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th.
And then I saw her face.
The characters you love, the magic you can't resist. Shrek the Musical is hysterically funny. People of all ages will enjoy this show. Shrek the Musical at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th. Tickets on sale now. Call 530-243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org. Believe it.
Oh, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here
in
the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot.
Yeah, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You know, one of the questions that come in
here, Your Talk Radio.
One of the questions that came in when we were talking, you know, this back last hour about Haven Humane is how do you check if the kid, you know, the dog is kid friendly? And then they said they just don't throw a kid in the kennel. And I said, no, they don't do that. I said, they did it once, but they don't do it again.
Right.
Yeah, the dog did not come out okay on that one. Hey, we're here with the...
What is it? Can I just tell you, because I have to ask you, is it hard for you to stay in the middle and be politically correct? And what is politically correct?
And we're talking to Julie Winter, our Reading's mayor here.
Sometimes, yes. I would say it takes, to say things correctly in a diplomatic way. But then I do that with my patients. I have a lot of experience in the medical arena because, you know, you have to talk to patients about you really need to take off 50 pounds and smoking. And, you know, so you have to learn how to be diplomatic.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Somebody said Trump is like the doctor who has no bedside manner.
Right.
You've got to lose 50 pounds, you little fat person, you. And then it's like,
Well, you know, I'm just going to say this again. So I made a comment this morning. I'm thinking about it. I feel bad because the minute I get passionate about something and say something, the calls come in, and I just like the bad guy, and I don't want to feel like the bad guy. I have an opinion.
That's right.
I'm not bashing. I'm just saying
something about scratching his eyes out.
I said rip his face off.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I would say that with my friends. I would say that with my friends.
Our listeners are our friends.
I wasn't bashing. I don't think I was. But anyway, so I'm wondering with you being the mayor, you got people coming at you from all sides. And how do you work on your temperament when you know that people are up in your face or something just you feel is completely wrong? And you just have to stay there and smile.
Right.
And doesn't it just like, what do you do?
Yeah, I think you just put your mind into a certain place. You just have to realize that you're going to get this kind of stuff. Now, if I get really ticked, if I get pretty passionate, I have no problem with what you said. That's totally fine. I'll sometimes say stuff I regret later, too.
Right.
But then I think you need to be honest, right? I have no problems with honesty. I just don't like when people become disrespectful.
Right.
Yeah. You know what? Somebody can say something very straight and direct, but it's not disrespectful. It's
right.
It's a straight question. And I frankly appreciate that. And I think most people do.
Yeah.
They're not used to handling something like that because most people aren't direct.
Right, right.
Anyway,
well, Carl's a Marine colonel, so he's direct.
Yeah,
and it's okay because you always know where you stand.
With the knife hands.
And you know where you stand, and so I'm just like, you know, you're in a very powerful position. You're the mayor. You know, in this position now, you're the mayor of Reading, and it takes so much time and compassion and commitment. To do that role. So first of all, you need to be thanked
that you
came into. It's not like you're making millions of dollars in city council and all that stuff with your time and all those papers and pages and emails and calls that you need to take in order to be involved.
Right.
So you need to be thanked.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I do it because I love it. It is truly service. It's my service to the city. So great.
Okay.
I'm glad to be here.
Now that we've been nice.
Do we want to take a call right
now? No,
not yet.
All right, now Carl's going to go after
You've been nice. Let's go back to the soccer fields for a second. The thing about the soccer fields, it's $370,000 a year we're having to pay this off with. I'm not going to discuss where the money came from because, you know, it's for capital funds and you can use it any way you want. And this is fine. Soccer fields are part of a capital plans project.
You're talking about the 370 from
aren't we going to be spending $370,000 a year to pay off this loan?
Now, we can pay off the loan at our convenience. We have a low rate with REU, so we'll be paying that off as money comes in.
It could go on for 30
years? So it could go on for some time. I probably won't. We'll have money that will come in through increasing sales tax, property tax, which is expected to be actually pretty good this year. So there isn't a set fee that we have to pay REU back. They don't need that money right now. It was a legal settlement, an unexpected legal settlement.
That was for the REU customers too, though, right?
Well, it's
I don't know that I would say it's, yes, it belongs to REU, which we all own REU, but mm-hmm. it's in a certain pot. It's not budgeted necessarily. It's money that was not budgeted for any use. So it's just sitting there. Yeah. It's not uncommon for the city to borrow money from REU. REU's got a pretty healthy reserve, and then we pay it back. We always have. And we'll pay this back as well.
And let's just make this clear. That $3 million cannot be used because it's a one-time thing. It cannot be used for salaries or anything
right.
like that.
Right. It wouldn't be wise to do that.
Well,
so it's kind of a flex payment, like a
it's flexible.
But, I like that.
But
right.
that payment also, though, even if it's $100,000 a year, it comes out of the general fund.
Yes, it does. That's correct.
Could be used for police.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And public safety is one of the things that everybody ran on. So... How do you
right.
justify that?
Well, you know, public safety is so important. And one of our we've just spent four or five workshops looking at our budget, going through our budget, doing a deep dive, looking through, shaking the piggy bank and everywhere, looking for money. And we did find $700,000 for that. Mm-hmm. Our city manager actually recommended that we not spend any towards police department. He recommended that we set that $700,000 aside for capital repair because we have not started a capital repair fund in our city. But
which I can't believe that either.
I know. It's just that by, when you start having the needs is when the recession hit.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in a mode of, you know, cutting employees, layoffs, cutting budgets. So the thought of putting the money for a capital repair fund wasn't feasible at that time. But the reality is all the chickens have come home to roost. And so you have an older aquatic center. You have soccer fields that need to be replaced. You have new, you know,
roof on
a
the
new
city.
Roof. You have a carpet that's failing and people are tripping on. You have several $1 million in handheld radios at the police department. We have about $14 million right now in the next few years that we need to find for just plain old capital repairs.
Okay.
So that's substantial. Yeah. So I'm going to come back. Remind me what your question was. I forgot. I got sidetracked there. I apologize.
It's that if we need public safety.
Oh, it's that we should hire officers. So of that money, we ended up splitting that $700,000. That was Councilmember Michael DeQuisto's recommendation, which I fully supported, is that we set aside money for four CSOs, which I think will be really quite helpful. And the remainder will go towards the initiation of the capital repair fund. But I think there will be more money than that coming in for that capital repair fund. And we'll be looking at that in the next budget cycle as we start setting aside money to be able to replace things like the roof. I think we'll be able to replace the roof on the City Hall this year.
All right, let's go to the phones. We have a question from a caller. Terry, do you have a comment or a question?
Well, I do. And I actually had a dream, but I wanted to comment very quickly on two things the mayor just said. One is, Carl said that money can't be spent for anything else, and that's not what the mayor said, Carl. The mayor said it wouldn't be wise to spend it on anything else. But I want to tell you about my dream, and I'll do it very quickly. I had this dream/nightmare last night, and Reading was just rampant with crime. There was crime everywhere, if you can believe that. And what was happening is we really needed more police, and actually we needed more fire, too. So what the city council did is they decided, well, let's put millions of dollars into a soccer field. And then they came up with the idea, let's put some fees on businesses so that we can have more parks in the future, and we'll just hold that money. Well, we have dozens of parks now, and oh, by the way, we maintain them, but we're broke in that department. And oh, by the way, the lady who runs the department just got a $12,000 a year raise, but we need more police. And then the city council said, hey, I know how we fix this. We want you guys to do a 1 cent sales tax. Does it go directly to police? Well, we're sure it will. Now, is that it will go, or is it wise to do it? So, really and truly, man, I'm trying to find reality in this. Maybe we can hear a little bit of that.
Okay, Terry, thanks a lot.
You bet.
There were several questions in there.
Okay.
And I hear, you know, there's a lot of people that support the soccer field. Yeah, but there's a lot of people feel like Terry, too, that we're up to our keisters.
Right. So since I've been on the council, we had 95 officers. We have every time we've been able to find resources, we have put it that way. We now have 107 officers So we have increased the number of officers. We went from, I don't know, just a couple of CSOs. Now we're going to end up having, I think, a total of 8.
Mm-hmm.
We added 2 CSOs. Now we're going to add 4 more. So this is a council, since I've been on, I can't speak to the raises that were given to the director. I wasn't on the council when that happened. And I want to say, I'll just say it publicly. I have no problem saying that. I would not have supported that raise. I did not support the raise at the time. It was to parks director as well as the finance director. I did not feel that that was appropriate at that time. So I would agree with Mr. Raposa on that. And this council's been really diligent on and cautious with raises. We have reduced our $30 million budget, 10-year budget gap, down to $5 million in the last 18 months, and we have done that primarily through labor. Some restructuring. We did get rid of some top positions,
You've combined some positions.
We've combined positions.
People need to know this, Julie, and I understand where people come from, but I think it's important to know is that there has been a cut, and the unions have given up.
They have. We've
not given up, but they have are paying a lot more than they ever used to.
I think when you get down in the trenches, like from my position, because I'm down there, I'm looking at the budget. Where can we cut? Because I understand where Terry's coming from. We've made $14 million in cuts annually, and that's primarily through working with our labor groups and really making them pay more for the retirement. They're paying, a few years ago, they didn't pay anything, and now they're paying a lot, and that's we're also putting more pressure towards health insurance. So we're down to a $5 million gap in our 10-year budget, and we have directed the city manager to close that in the next year. So this is a council that has been super fiscally responsible. We're trying to direct money to public safety. We've given them, you know, considering that we don't have much, we've taken care of that. But we can't just be public safety. We're not just a city with police officers. People are attracted here because of our parks and trails. And I want to remind everybody, we want to attract those skilled workers to come here. We have to build on our assets. We're a lifestyle city. And we're competing with other cities for those skilled workers who are mobile. And those skilled workers want to come where there's an arts and culture vibe, where there's parks, where there's things to do, where it's an amazing city to live. Public safety is part of that, but it's not everything. And if we don't maintain parks and trails, this recent park impact fee really was just to keep our current level service, not to raise it. But with new construction, then you need to keep your park level service.
Well, let's talk about that when we get back. 8:31 in
sure.
the morning. We're here with Mayor Julie Winter, and we're talking about the now we're going to talk about the new park fee raise. It's 8:31 in the morning, 52 degrees, KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. This is our firearms dealer of choice, Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur. They've got it all. They have great customer service. They have discounts for veterans, and they have classes on concealed carry, hunter safety, and more. Anything you want, Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Julie Winter.
Your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, little, that's all right. We
you
like this
devil
song.
Back
this,
there.
I love what we're playing live. We're doing 70s hits, man. I'll tell you, this takes me right back.
Welcome back.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio here, Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda, about 8:36 in the morning, and our guest this morning is our mayor, Julie Winter. Let's go right to the phones. Judy, do you have a question for our guest or a comment?
Hello, Judy, you're on.
Hi, Carl and Linda.
Hey.
Good morning. I appreciate very much what Ms. Winters is saying regarding the park. However, my concern and many, many, many people that I talk to are more concerned with tourism and good doctors coming to Reading because of our reputation of lack of safety. Would she please address this?
Sure.
Thank you.
Thanks, Judy.
Yeah, the problems are obviously is all interconnected. And actually, if you look at our crime stats from 2018, crime rates are going down. I should have brought the sheet with me, but it's pretty.
I have the sheet. We've discussed except for car thefts, you know.
Yeah, so actually vehicle theft was even down this last year in 2018. So I believe our police officers are really going after that. Obviously, the justice system is huge, so you need to have jail space. You need to have a DA that prosecutes, and we definitely saw a move in the county with increased jail space. So we're we've really put in some stuff to enforce illegal camping, and so we're working on everything that we have to be able to do that. But you can't just do that and ignore parks and trails. The city, if we become myopic, we're doomed to failure. If all we do is we're just going to have police everywhere, that isn't necessarily going to attract a skilled worker. So it's both. You've got to have an amazing parks and trails system. You think about, I'm just going to throw out Bend, and you can look at other cities as well, but cities that are similar to us. We're a lifestyle city. People come here because of the outdoor lifestyle, because it's beautiful. They're trying to get away from the city. They like all the nature. So we're trying to attract those skilled workers here, and Bend did that by investing in their assets.
But they they invested, but they invested in a bond that they passed for like $26 million that the people voted on. The vote for the park project that has a direct impact on construction. There are groups of people, large groups, Chamber of Commerce. I think you're going to see in the next few days other groups that are coming together that oppose this, totally oppose the raising of the fees and the introduction of fees to construction on professional buildings, commercial office spaces, and all this.
Well, you know, I'll tell you this, the increasing in fees in Bend certainly hasn't hurt their construction. They have office vacancy rate of less than 3%. And, less than 5%. Their unemployment rate's less than 3%. And construction is booming there. I think their cost of a hotel room, to build a hotel room, is a fee of like $3,000 per room. It's pretty steep. But, and impact fees on homes.
But we're not there yet.
We're not there yet. But they didn't start that from the beginning either. But they did look at what they had, and they have made that amazing. They have attracted those. You have to start somewhere. You have to start to create a tipping point. You have to create a place where people want to come. And I think we have the beginning of that. We have some amazing entrepreneurs here. We have more people getting tech skills here. And
I agree on all of that. But the question is, raising the fees on a 3-2 vote for future parks and trails, when the population right now of Reading is shrinking, has an impact on construction of let's use it as an example. They've added another 70 or 80,000 onto Costco. The Panda thing. The show.
Panda Express,
$237,000 in fees. Pace Engineering going out to Stillwater. Now they're taking another look at this. You know, Costco, there's nothing that says Costco has to stay in Reading.
Yeah, the developmental fees for Costco are huge. Adding this park impact fee is a very small, less than 1% of the total project. It is not going to stop Costco from going there.
But now with the number of groups of people that are against this, we're charging funds for future parks. It's not just the Chamber of Commerce. I mean, we're talking about major organizations around here that they're saying this is going to have a severe impact.
Well, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that response from the chamber at this point. So
wait till next week.
So I believe that the council made the right decision on this, and that we will be fine going forward with construction. I don't believe that this is going to slow construction. And remember, we're just trying to keep our level of service the same. This is not increasing level of service. It's not for park maintenance. It's just to keep our current level of service the same. We haven't raised fees in quite some time. And so costs have gone up to put a park in. The costs have gone up. And if we don't maintain it, we're not going to be able to attract those skilled workers.
Well, you don't want to have a rundown park. You talk about people driving through the city and saying, oh, what will attract me here? It's not when you have rundown, barricaded, crappy-looking parks.
Right. Right.
Okay, so let's talk about when you took office, or when you actually, were elected. How many years are you in now?
I'm in my third year right now. I was elected in 2016.
Okay. So then you really got to get behind the scenes and get your fingers dirty in the pies. And it's great to be an optimist. You obviously have that kind of personality. You know, you're enthusiastic and positive. Energy. So what do you feel, and not to like dig into negativity or anything like that, but is it a slower process than you thought it would be?
It is slower. It really requires a lot of networking, pulling people together. Things are often far more complicated than they appear on the surface. You know, people will give you suggestions. If you just did this, you would fix this. It's just like, if it was that easy to fix, we would have already fixed it. So it is always more complicated than you think, no matter what issue you're looking at.
And I keep coming back to this point, and I ask a lot of our city officials this. We have many philanthropic people in the Reading area and Shasta County in general, and we're talking about safety all the time and cops on the street and that kind of thing. What would it take for us to get together and have huge fundraisers for, let's say, a year or two that would be about just going to hire new officers?
Well, I think hiring officers is one thing. It's maintaining that funding that's critical. So to really fully staff our police department alone, you need a good $3.5 million coming in annually to be able to raise the number of officers and CSOs. I mean, that's probably conservative. And for the jail, if you're going to have all those officers, then you need to have jail space to put
and DAs.
And you need the DA. And we really need to improve probation because we have people released and there are not enough probation officers and people just released and really are not being monitored.
That whole thing is strange.
So we're looking at a good $10 million over there. So we're talking, our whole general fund budget that runs everything, including police and fire, is $75 million a year. So we were able to squeeze out $700,000 after you take out police and fire. It's amazing that we could even do that. But when you want to talk about transformation of the justice system, you need a big income stream.
Okay, and that's we're going to take a break now. That's what we're going to talk about because you've raised the idea of a 1 cent sales tax.
Indirectly, I have. Yes, I have.
I thought it was pretty directly. It went right to the it was on the front page of the paper. 8:45 in the morning, and we're here with Mayor Julie Winter, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They run by appointments only now, so give them a call at 244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold. Oorah.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye to let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me.
This weekend, the original Home and Garden Expo and Love Your Pet Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center. Need landscape ideas? Household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, a pool, spa, barbecue, patio, pest control, decking, fencing, weatherproofing, or planning a garden? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and speak to the experts. For information, go online at readinghomeexpo.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Senate. 2019.
Kevin Kiley voted to help illegal immigrants who are convicted criminals stay in our country. He voted to spend tax dollars helping illegal immigrant students get financial aid. Kevin Kiley worked for Liberal Democrat Kamala Harris, who supports amnesty and let illegal immigrant criminals go rather than prosecute them. Now, Kevin Kiley is distracting voters from his liberal illegal immigration record by deceitfully attacking Brian Daly. The truth is, as Assembly Republican leader, Brian Daly led the fight against sanctuary cities and has always opposed amnesty. Unlike Kevin Kiley, Brian voted against wasting our tax dollars on illegal immigrants. Brian Daly, endorsed by six county sheriffs because he's tough on crime and illegal immigration. Brian Daly, A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association because he protects our tax dollars. Reject Kevin Kiley's deceitful smear campaign. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Send Reagan Republican Brian Daly to the Senate on March 26th.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
The original Home and Garden Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center this weekend. Speak to the experts ranging from home remodeling and construction through landscaping solutions, interior design and decor to financial and insurance services, and learn about the latest in design and green technology. Plus, the Love Your Pet Expo featuring vaccines, heartworm testing, dog sports, demonstrations, adoptions, and more. For information, go online at Reading Home Expo and loveyourpetexpo.com.
Hey, good Friday.
Yeah, okay, I promise I never
morning,
sing that song again.
8:49. Well, I'll tell you what. I didn't mean to throw darts today, but I guess we, you know, I don't know. Anybody heard out can, there? I'm not sure.
Oh, we're not finished yet.
All right, 8:49 in the morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott, you know, I was told earlier, tell her, just leave Linda at home, let Carl talk. And I was just, I'm not sure if I'm wounded. Or if it's a compliment.
It's a compliment, honey.
Okay, I don't know. Because, you know.
You know what? If you can raise people to get in and start
talking.
Well,
you know, I'm a singer. I like to make everybody happy and feel, but I don't want them to be mad at me. It's weird.
I know.
It's kind of like
is.
Girls don't like to. We're like, you know, shiny.
Don't get
cubs.
Into politics.
No. But I'm passionate about how I feel, and I wouldn't be. Okay,
I don't want you to back off a second.
If somebody bashed my dad, I would be. Whoa.
No, there would be a. Yeah.
There'd
okay.
be blood.
There'd be a.
Okay,
you know.
So two tickets we have right now for the Spring Home and Garden Expo. Yes, we are with our mayor, but I also want to make sure that starts today, guys. We've got two admission with free pass. So two tickets. It'll get you into the Shasta District Fair and Event Center.
Today, tomorrow, or Sunday.
And Sunday. Give us a call here, 605-4567, and you can go see all those yummy, wonderful things that are going to improve your home. And boy, don't we need it.
8:50 in the morning here, 52 degrees. It's going to be raining today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We're here with Julie Winter, Mayor. Okay, Mayor. The proposed sales tax came out of your lips, from your lips to the county supervisors. And Modi says, okay, we'll let them do it.
Well, it didn't exactly come out of my lips. That came out of Joe Comente's lips. So I'm going to throw Joe under the bus.
Joe under the bus.
So I called Joe. Poor Joe.
Welcome to the show, Joe.
I called Joe Tuesday morning before that Board of Supervisors meeting. I said, hey, would you guys consider just holding on that, pushing that tax forward? Because I know of a community group that wants to bring a sales tax forward. And I think it's important that if a community group wants to bring a sales tax forward, not the government, which has been the case in the last two or three proposed
failed
sales tax that have failed. It's been government that has said, we need this, and we've put it on the ballot. And I am reluctant to do that again. I believe if the community wants to have more stuff, they want to have more officers, they want to have more jail space, they want to have prosecution, they want to have paved streets, park amenities, whatever it is that we want as a community, then if they want that, then they should put it on a ballot. And there's a group that wants to bring that forward. So would you be willing to set yours aside for now and see if this other group is successful? And if they're not, then you can bring yours forward again. And he said, okay. So I am not a part of the group that's bringing this forward. I am not leading that group. They have consulted with me. They have spoken with me, but I am not involved in any way in directing that group.
So how much, just curiously, out of curiosity is what I would say, a 1 cent sales tax increase, how much would that bring to that was specifically?
No, it's not specifically for anything.
It's a general sales tax. It's estimated it would generate $24 million annually, and about $10 million of that would come from outside the city. So it'd be residents who are either visiting or county residents who purchase stuff here. And these are people who do use our parks, do use our, you know, use our police officers. They use our public safety system as well. So it would be $24 million annually. And as I the measure that they're considering putting forward would be to fund public safety. So it would fund police officers, but also jail, DA, probation, there's I don't know that they put this in the measure, the navigation. Kind of be careful. If you put too much stuff in there, it ends up becoming a specific sales tax. But streets and other, I think it's worded as something like, as other core city services. The other thing that the people are considering doing, which I recommend that they do, is that they put this in the measure that you have a citizens advisory audit committee. So you would have a citizens group that's getting input from the public that decides where the money's spent. So it's not the city council that's going to decide. It's going to be the community.
I don't, but see, that's not, you can't do that. Then it becomes specific. It's a general sales tax, and you all can use it, even with your best intentions. You want to use it for public safety, then Julie is no longer on the city council. The next group comes in and says, hey, we need this for unfunded liabilities. They can then use it for that.
You can have an audit. You can have an audit advisory committee.
You can have an audit, but they have no power at all. We've seen this before. And the REU, committee that they put up, you know, to look over REU, was disbanded by the city council.
That's a little bit different, though. This is a measure that's voted in. So you have an advisory committee that's voted in by the public. So I wouldn't consider that
Julie,
the same.
But truly, Julie, they have no power. The city council is the only ones that can make that budget. And if they want to move money into something like buying balloons, they can do that. The only thing the audit committee says is we disagree with this. They have no power.
Well, you know, if you want to go to that extreme, that would be a far out potential.
Okay. Let's say unfunded liabilities.
It's so far out. Hey, let's just come back. This is a committee of citizens. We listen. That's why I'm on this show. I listen to the citizens. We listen to the committee on that was pulled together on parks, and we ended up following their recommendations. We have planning commission. Rarely do we go against the planning commission's decisions, because those are citizens that we've put in place to say, you know, what is your, we want feedback. If this money is coming from the citizens, we want feedback. Obviously, there'd be ways to do that. I would encourage the citizens group to probably survey the people or have community forums. I'm assuming the money people are going to want to spend it on public safety. That's what people say they want to spend it on. They're going to want to spend it on the jail. They're going to want to spend it on
unless it's
street.
A specific tax, though, so it goes into the general
fund. Well,
can
say that. Yes, of course it goes into the general fund. And then you elect me and other people. And if you don't like what I'm doing, then get me the hell out of there. So you get to do that. Sorry.
I think Julie is. You know, Julie, what happened to that political correctness? Oh, it's really nice. You can tell people things that you attack Carl.
I mean, you elected me. And I'm telling you, I'm in the trenches. I've looked at the stuff, and this is what we need. And so if you want me to make more bricks for you, then give me straw and mud to make them. Okay?
That's cool.
Nobody's disagreeing with that, Julie.
No, and, you want me to make stuff. You want me to provide stuff, but it's not there. So I want a fully staffed police department. I dream about that, just as Terry Raposa was dreaming. I dream of a fully staffed police department. I dream of a justice system that works, where people are prosecuted and there's accountability. But you know what? If we want to have that, we're going to need to have more funding, because that's lots of money, not far, far exceeding any kind of city budget. Other communities have done
I want people to understand that Julie Winter says, I'm going to spend every dollar there for public safety. And then in 4 years, Julie retires and somebody else comes in and finds that, oh, no, I think that money could be better used over here.
Well, no one person gets to make the decision. Remember, the council has to be a majority.
Uh-huh.
And this, I believe this community.
Hey, Nick, I'm sorry. We don't have time to get you fitted in here.
Good
so
people
I'm sorry,
on the council.
Buddy.
Yeah. People.
Nobody is.
Are you seeing anything? We have a good council. They're making good decisions. They've been very fiscally responsible. Very fiscally responsible.
Well, this is, you know what? I'm not going to argue with you about that. I just think people need to know that if we went for a specific tax, I think that people might be surprised how close, or I think that tax could pass. I don't know if a 1% or 1 cent sales tax. But I think that if you went specific, I think there'd be a lot of people behind that. So I think that this committee ought to maybe, when they're asking the community, find out how many people would support a specific tax for public safety.
I'll pass that recommendation
on. And then put in, you know, the parts of it. Okay, parts are going for the roads and this. But I think I would have them ask people about it, because not on your watch, but on the last city council's watch, there were some decisions made that we are paying for. You all are paying for. That check was written before you got there, but you're cashing it right now on that votes on raises and everything. So People just need to know that for sure it's going to do that. And which you are promising, and there's no doubt in my mind that you mean
there's
that.
There's too much pressure to spend the money wisely. Way too much pressure. People know where I live, so to speak. They would hang me up by my toenails, and the council members following. We are part of the community. I want, you wouldn't believe how much I want to have more officers.
Okay, now, boy, you ought to see this thing. My chat room is running so fast, I cannot keep straight with it.
We got 2 minutes left.
Either you are the next Francie Sullivan, or you're never like Francie Sullivan. Okay. Or raise the motel tax and give it to the cops.
All right, so what do you have there? Like, we got 2 minutes left. Actually, one now. Minute left here in KCNR on our Friday show.
This is
our
guest. Oh, it's less than that. It's like 20 seconds.
Okay.
Really.
Okay.
Thank you.
You get the last 25 seconds.
Okay, so I want to leave the community with this. We are amazing, and we can rebuild our city, but we need everybody to stand. I'm going to use an old biblical example from Nehemiah. We need to stand in front and build the wall in front of us. We need to each do our part. We can't just complain, say that city council should do this, they should do that. No, I need you to build the wall in front of you. And then if we all do that, we'll have an amazing city. So that means that you're probably going to need to pay just a little bit to help build that wall. But nobody else is going to do it for you. We just got to do this together.
Julie Winter. Thank you
good
so
stuff.
Much, Mayor,
yep.
For being with you. And
it's being
nice
passionate.
To know that you can be nice
unleash
to everybody
it,
but Carl. So, no, thank Julie, thank you so much for what you do.